You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
Waka waka waka!
And that's what's up! Just sit back, relax, I got the show for ya! Yeah, boy! Now here we go!
Alright, I got some topics that I didn't get to discuss last time, so I'm gonna discuss them this time. And most of it is a joke. And some of it is because y'all be treating things like it a joke, and it ain't a joke, bruh. This ain't no joke, bruh. Waka waka waka! You don't like my dad jokes? Aww. Okay, anyways. Alright. So the first thing is first. Y'all be treating my dude Joshua like he a joke. That's right. I know y'all thought I was gonna say the B word, and I wanted to. But y'all treating Joshua like he a joke, man. That's not all right. His name is Joshua. I mean, if you want to go by the way it looks, it's Yahusha. But that ain't, hey, in Hebrew, it was different. The Y is a J, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's different. Nigga, it's different. And the closest thing you're going to get to saying his real name is Joshua. So respect the nigga's name. I mean, there's been plenty of controversy and accusations placed on my nigga Joshua. He's the Messiah, right? He's not necessarily the Christ. And he definitely ain't the word Jesus. That's Greek and Latin and it's what, like, whatever. Like, it's not real, dude. It's dumb. It's fake. It's just as fake as Job 21:24 in the King James version of the Bible, where it says his breasts were full of milk. But you look in other versions, it says his pails were full of milk. Hey there, King James, what's up with your Baphomet worship? It's in the Authorized version too. Authorized King James version. Is, you don't believe me? Go look it up. You can go to BibleGateway.com. Make sure you got the selected version of the Authorized King James version, or just the King James, whatever, right? And look up Job 21:24. That's Baphomet worship. You know, my dad was like, you know, that King James version is the only good version. Really? Like, now that I, you know, like, I just was like, you know, but like, now that, like, I know what I know, it's like, really? Really? You don't think, like, the original version was the best version? I mean, like, it was the original. Like, it was exactly what they meant to say. It's like, you know, they got it right the first time. It was by the original authors. Wouldn't that be the best version? Yeah, y'all niggas treating the Bible and God like it's a joke. Y'all treating the Messiah like he a joke. You know what else is a joke? Well, to me, and I only say this because, you know, all the accusations, bruh. They like saying, oh yeah, he says he's God. Talking about the Messiah, right? Oh, he thinks he's God. And then so in this conversation that he's having with these people, they're saying, oh, you know, they're picking up stones and they're throwing them at him. He says he's God. Stone him. That's blasphemy. Like, no, you were looking for him to say that. You were positioning him to say that. And then he said something that wasn't what you thought it was, but it was reason enough for you to pick up a stone and start throwing it and saying, yeah, yeah, screw this guy. Hey, everybody, lynch mob over here. And everybody just joins in, not knowing what's going on. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, that's probably not the exact way it went. But from what I'm looking at, it looked pretty, accusatory. It was very in his face, and it didn't matter what he said. He was going to eventually have to have rocks thrown at him. Like, that's just the way that was about to go down. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all understand? Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? Are you sniffing what I'm scratching? That's so dumb, dude. Are you drinking what I'm pouring? I'm about to drink it. What's up? Nice H2O. So yeah. Hey, just in recent news, I quit vaping both Delta 8 THC and disposable vapes. I mean, I quit vaping all the way around, but those are the two main things that I really wanted to kick, because they admit, apparently somebody had told me, and I'm just going by what they said, and it makes sense based on how I was using it. It's like, they admit that they put something in the Delta 8 THC to make it addictive, more addictive than just THC. And I mean, like, I would hit that THC vape, like, I would get done and I'd put it down. I'd be like, man, I need to hit it again. Well, I'd hit that thing like five times and I'm blown, bro. Three seats to the wind, I'm blown. You know what I'm saying? Ain't even functioning right. Oh, but I got to have more and I'm still doing it, bro. Till my heart's content, bro. And then, you know, kind of the same thing with those disposable vapes. But those, the disposable vapes aren't regulated in the same manner that, like, let's say house juices are, where you go to the vape shop and they mix up your juice right there in the back of the shop and then they bring it out in the front to you. Those don't have additives and stuff like this. All their stuff is regulated. But when it comes to these disposable vapes, they're not regulated. And I can confirm this because, you know, my chest would be hurting afterwards. Now, you know, if you know me, I've vaped since like 2015, like late 2015, right? And I've never had any kind of health problems at all with vaping, ever, at all. But I start vaping that disposable vape stuff and my chest just won't quit hurting. And so, you know, I'm only telling you this because I don't want you to think that this is a waka waka waka, what a joke. No, it's your health, bro. You know, and you know how, like, if you smoke too much, you get like a hoarse voice? Like, I can hear that in my voice. And with regular vaping out of a mod device with house juice, or even just store-bought juice, you know what I'm saying? But I prefer the house juice, you know what I'm saying? But even with that, like, my lungs never hurt. Never, 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 never at all, man. Like, when we're in Never Never Land, you gotta never, never go back. Yeah.
You can never, never forget your happy thoughts, so you can fly.
Anyways, enough of those jokes. So, I mean, like, for real, they was gonna pick up a stone and throw it at him anyways. And then it happened again. There is another occurrence. And I'm not gonna sit here and stickler it and tell you exactly where to go and find it. Like, do the research yourself. You can search the Bible these days on the internet. Bible verses about waka waka waka. Or you can just go to thebiblegateway.com and put in the keywords that you're trying to find. You'll find it. It's there. Trust me, it's there. You ain't even gotta try that hard to find it these days. Just do the research, do yourself a favor, look into the stories, and you will see how. See, from my understanding is, you'll kind of, if you see it the way I see it, and you have an open mind about the situation, you will understand that they came with accusations, they were ready to accuse him, throw rocks at him, stone him, didn't matter. They had already said, I believe it was the Pharisees, right? They had already said that he, you know, these are the people who were saying, like, oh, you saved somebody, you know, you did a miracle on Saturday. Yeah, he was doing the Lord's work on the Lord's day, you know? And yeah, okay, maybe he should rest, right? But when there's an emergency, I kind of think you need to take care of what you need to take care of when you need to take care of it. Oh, I've fallen ill. Oh my gosh, I cut my leg off. Let me just wait till Sunday, you know, the day that's not the Sabbath, to go in and get it looked at. Get out of here. Like, oh, I sliced my hand open, my fingers chopped off. Let me just wait a whole day. Wait, no, just one more hour, man. No, we can't go until the sun sets. Like, that's just how we're gonna do it. Like, come on, bro. Come on. Come on. This is life. Come on, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Now, some of you are scheduled for Saturday and you can't avoid working. Like, you know, thank God, bless you. God bless you. You know, working on the day of the Sabbath. God bless you for taking responsibility and, you know, being there and doing that. So that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I still say that you should somehow observe the Sabbath, pray to God, do what you have to do, repent for having to work, whatever you have to do. You feel me? But, you know, I just don't want you guys to get too confused here. Because trust me, it's very confusing, the things that they say, because you got to remember way back when they talked not exactly differently, but plenty differently, you know. Especially when you're translating it from Hebrew to English, or especially whenever you're translating it from Hebrew to Greek to English. But I prefer at least Hebrew to straight English. Straight from Hebrew to straight to English. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm getting at? And that's where Sefer comes into play. C-E-P-H-E-R. That's the closest one that I could find with all the correct, you know, as correct as he can get, translations and transliterations. There are some things where, you know, like he says bottle, he should have said, like, you know, skin, what is that, the skin bottle, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, the leather flask, whatever, like, I would have passed for leather flask, like, that could have been fine, but, I mean, he says bottle is what it is, you know, but, you know, you feel what I'm saying, he's updating it so you can kind of understand, but a leather flask would have done, or a skin of water, whatever, you know what I'm saying. The reason I bring this up, all of this up, is because there is a one true Lord. He truly does exist, and he is the supreme being. Just the other night, I was walking outside, and it just struck me to praise God for everything. And I looked to the sky, I'm like, God, you're great, you're wonderful, you're the one true Lord, you truly do exist. I love you, you have done wonderful things in my life. And then, whoa! Huge star across the sky. Now, if you know what the firmament is, you know what the expanse of heaven is, then you know that a star probably hit it and skidded across the top. At least that's the way I see it. Okay? But from my perspective, when I saw it, it felt like God had pushed his finger onto the firmament and scratched his finger across it, like, just wow, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's trying to say he does exist. And I freaked out, I'm like, oh my God, you truly do exist, oh my God. And then I was like, I'm going inside, that was so cool. I just, wow, you know? Like, wow, like, I can end my time outside with this, like, this is cool. So I went inside, or I go to go inside, and I get to the front door, and I turned around and I looked up at the sky again. I said, God, that could have been a coincidence, because I want to tell people about this. I want people to know what just happened, but I need more than one sign. Let me know that you truly do exist, please, just one more time. And purple lightning lit up in the sky behind me. Not even kidding. And I looked back and I saw it, because it lasted for a second. And I looked back up in the sky in the direction I was looking in. I said, oh my God, you truly do exist. Okay, wow. And I said, but wait, that could have just been another coincidence. Just please, I am in no way am trying to offend you, God. Please just show me just one more sign, just one more, so I know that this definitely wasn't a coincidence. Purple lightning in the sky all over again. As soon as I'm done saying these things, these signs are happening like that. I'm not kidding. And then the purple lightning in the sky for the second time, and I turned around and was like, oh my God, okay. And I looked up in the sky and was like, thank you, God. Oh, thank you. I will let everybody know about this. Thank you, God. Thank you. I'm going inside now. Thank you so much. So yeah, I went inside and that was it. So, now that we've discovered this, and we've discussed that, let's go ahead and tell some jokes here. Cause waka, waka, waka! So yeah, I was originally gonna call this Magic for Reptiles. Have you seen Magic for Humans? It's got me thinking, like, well, what, like, why is it magic for humans, right? Like, what other, well, like, what else could you do magic for? Like, but magic for dogs? No, that's not fantastical enough. Oh, magic for humanoid reptiles? Okay, yeah, now we're getting somewhere, right? So what would that look like? Let's just say, Justin Willman walks in, he's like, all right, you guys ready? They're like, yes, right? And so he pulls out a baby, they're like, ooh, right? What's he gonna do with the baby? And then he's like, and then he like fake eats it, you know? Cause like magic is fake, right? So he fake eats it, and they're like, oh yeah, I like where this is going. And then he craps out the whole baby, and then he does it all over again. They're like, oh yes, 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 yes. You know, doing their standing ovations and wagging their little rattle of tails. Now I'm just kidding now. This is just a joke. Quacka, quacka, quacka. But I got another one. Yes, I got another one, my friends. So like, what happens when a nuclear bomb goes off and the apocalypse happens, right? Do the reptiles like come up from underground being like, do you mind? We're trying to sleep. And then us people are up here like, nigga, we out here trying to function. Just some funny things that popped in my head, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I think that'd be pretty funny to talk about on the podcast. But you know what else I really need to talk about on the podcast? I asked y'all, I said, hey, you know, who's playing this masked man? Who's playing Joe Biden right now in the White House? And you guys answered. You sent me a meme of the Scooby-Doo crew unmasking Joe Biden, and guess who it was? Obama! But the thing is, I already knew this. I just needed you to prove it for me, so it wasn't just me saying this and looking crazy. And here's how I knew. Well, he just happened to go on the news and was like, you know, he's being questioned, hey, would you serve a third term if you were offered? He says, well, you know, I would if nobody knew it was me. Yeah, you know, I would if there was a way to do that. Well, then he pretends to be Joe Biden, walks around pretending to be Joe Biden. Well, there's his third term. There's his conditions being met. Have you seen how freakishly tall this dude looks, even on camera? Like, it's obvious. It's him.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com. And then scroll, 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 scroll.
Ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.